News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama has signed new executive measures as part of his effort to close the persistent pay gap between men and women. NPR's Scott Horsley says federal contractors will soon have to give the government more information about how much they pay their male and female employees.
Obama's executive order is part of a concerted push this week by Democrats in Washington to address what they say is an unfair gap in the typical pay for men and women, even those doing the same jobs. While Obama's order applies only to federal contractors, the Senate is preparing to vote on a bill to extend similar equal pay protections throughout the economy.
Equal pay is not just an economic issue for millions of Americans and their families. It's also about whether we're willing to build an economy that works for everybody. And whether we're going to do our part to make sure that our daughters have the same chances to pursue their dreams as our sons.
Congressional Republicans are likely to block the bill, which they say is a desperate political maneuver to deflect attention from a slow-growing economy that's stifling opportunity. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Federal safety regulators say they'll be fining General Motors $7,000 a day, stretching back to last week, for missing a deadline for fully responding to questions about defective ignition switches. But Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports the automaker insists that it has been cooperating with investigators.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it will fine General Motors every day it goes past an April 3rd deadline to answer a long list of questions about the recall. NHTSA is investigating why GM took 10 years to recall 2.6 million vehicles with faulty ignition switches linked to at least 13 deaths. The agency adds it is deeply troubling that the company is unwilling or unable to answer how many times the switch was redesigned. GM says it's working tirelessly to comply, submitting 21,000 documents to NHTSA. GM promises to provide all the answers as they become available. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton.
Corporations begin releasing their latest earnings reports this week, and Wall Street investors will be watching closely. NPR's Chris Arnold reports many analysts have somewhat muted expectations.
It's that time again when public companies have to announce to the world whether they've been making money or losing it, and how much. The long, cold winter has been hurting many companies. Some firms have been warning, too, that a stronger U.S. dollar is making U.S. products more expensive and therefore less competitive abroad. Going forward, though, many economists think that overall business will pick up for big public companies as the weather improves. And in a positive sign for smaller firms, a survey of small businesses showed more optimism about sales gaining some ground as well. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
The Labor Department says employers posted more than 4 million job openings in February. That's an 8% gain over the previous month. This is NPR News. Crews searching the Indian Ocean for the missing Malaysian jetliner have not picked up any more of the faint underwater pinging sounds that were detected over the weekend. There had been hope that those sounds may have been coming from the plane's flight data and voice recorders. If you make purchases online or use Gmail or sign in to work remotely over a private network, your communications may not be as safe as you think. NPR's Steve Henn reports a flaw in a widely used encryption program could expose much of the Internet's encrypted traffic to eavesdropping.
One of the most widely used encryption tools online is called OpenSSL. And Monday, researchers at Google and a cybersecurity company, Codenomicon, revealed there's a bug in the code that implements that program. The bug, which they named Heartbleed, can expose users' secure encryption keys. Once a hacker or a spy has that key, it's possible to decode and read what had been encrypted information, like credit card numbers or user passwords, as they flow over a network. This encryption tool, OpenSSL, is incredibly popular, in part because it's free. As news of the Heartbleed bug spread, sites all over the internet have been scrambling to install a fix. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.
Archie of comic book fame is going to be killed off this summer. Archie Comics says the redhead will sacrifice himself while saving a friend's life in the July installment of Life with Archie. That's a comic series that tells the story of Archie and his friends as adults. Two undefeated teams, the University of Connecticut and Notre Dame, are battling it out for the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship. UConn leads Notre Dame 63-42 with about 11 minutes left. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for